Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at insomnia as depression. Tuli was a 21-year-old college student at a major university. He had always performed excellently in his academics and achieved the highest grades. He was proud of his accomplishments, but the success didn't come easily to him. Tuli felt he had to study harder than most of his classmates. He generally didn't share the lengths of his study time with others because he felt that he might seem unintelligent. He wanted the academic success for many reasons, but the most important was his desire to avoid the disapproval of his parents. Like many parents, Tuli's mother and father had placed much importance on his grades for as long as he could remember. He knew that they would be very disappointed in him if he did not perform. In fact, he had long worried that they might not love him as much if he disappointed them. As Tuli advanced through the grades, maintaining the same performance level became more difficult. He had to study harder and longer just to keep up. Then his grades began to drop slightly. While the performance drop was only slight, Tuli felt very anxious. He began to worry as he tried to go to sleep that he would be a failure. He imagined the faces of his parents when they learned that he had failed after all their efforts. His worries became so intense that they began to interfere with his concentration, and so his exams grades dropped further. He was still performing adequately, but not up to his, and as he feared, his parents' expectations. Tuli began having trouble sleeping. He discussed this with a friend who said it was because he studied too much. Another friend told him he heard of another student who had trouble sleeping, and the doctor told him he had a throat problem causing this, and surgery would help. Finally, a third friend told him he had the same problem and went to the doctor for help. The doctor gave him a medicine which helped him sleep, and his problem was solved. Tuli decided that he would go to see a doctor at a nearby hospital. The doctor asked him about his story. Tuli told him the following. He would awaken several times during the night and sometimes would awaken early in the morning before it was time to get up. He worried about his loss of sleep because he couldn't afford for anything to interfere with his academic performance. His energy dropped and he felt fatigued most of the time. He began to withdraw from his friends. He would get irritable with them for even minor actions. He felt sad and down most of the time. He didn't really enjoy anything anymore. Then his concentration worsened. He would read a page of text and couldn't remember what he had read by the time he got to the bottom of the page. He couldn't remember facts on tests that he had known while studying in his room. Now his grades were dropping severely and failure seemed imminent. Life seemed hopeless and he felt worthless. How could he face his parents and other family and friends? His thoughts about himself had never been so negative. Tuli told the doctor if he could just get a good night's sleep, he would be better. The doctor told Tuli that he would give him a few sleeping pills, but he also told Tuli that he did not think these pills would solve all of his problems regarding school and his grades. Tuli took the sleeping pills and he slept a little better, but he realized that the doctor was right. That is, The pills did not solve his problems. If anything, they only increased them. Death began to seem like the only way out. His life seemed so miserable that dying seemed to be a relief. His thoughts on death and suicide became more and more frequent. He began to think of ways that he could kill himself. After some thought, he decided to take an overdose of pills. His roommate was not supposed to come home for several hours, so he figured he would be dead by the time he was found. So after writing a note to his parents, apologizing for being such a disappointment to them, he took a large number of pills and lay down in his bed to die. He cried to himself as he fell asleep due to the effect of the pills. Tuli's roommate had not planned to come back to the dorm, but he had been worried about Tuli and for some reason decided to check on him. He was of course shocked to find him on the bed with the empty bottle of pills beside him. He felt for Tuli's pulse. There was one, but it was weak. He called for an ambulance and Tuli was rushed to the hospital, where he was treated for the overdose. His doctors indicated that his treatment was successful and that he would live. The next day, Tuli sat in the hospital room, weak and sedated, but still very much alive. He wondered what had gone wrong. Why had the attempt not been successful? Now he would be even more of a disappointment to his parents and others. His life had totally fallen apart. After a brief knock on the door, Tuli's roommate stepped into the room. He asked Tuli how he was feeling and told him he was very glad he had survived. Tuli's roommate became more serious and his eyes teared up. He told Tuli that he had value because the creator of the universe loved him and sent his son Jesus Christ to die for him. He also talked about how Jesus loved him enough to willingly die for him on a cross. He read the following from the Bible. God showed his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. At first, Tuli resisted what he was saying. He couldn't believe that anyone could love him, just as he was, much less God. But over the next few days, Tuli's roommate kept sharing his story of what Jesus meant in his life and what Jesus could offer to Tuli. Tuli's roommate told him that the Bible says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. This means that all people everywhere in every time have sinned, and this sin causes them to fall short of what God wants for them. Tuli's roommate then told him that the Bible also reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. This means that there is a penalty or payment for our sin, and that penalty is death, eternal death, or separation from God in an eternal hell. However, God gives us life through the person of Jesus Christ. Tuli thus became very interested in knowing about this eternal life. Just before discharging Tuli home from the hospital, his doctor came in to talk to him about his treatment. He told Tuli that he had misused the sleeping pills. They were to be used to help him sleep and not to kill himself. Tuli understood this. The doctor then told him again that the main problem was not sleeping well or having a lack of sleep. The doctor told Tuli that other medicines would not help him with this problem. He told him that this was only a symptom of underlying problems. The doctor told Tuli that many people think medicines will cure their problems while they only cover up the problem. The doctor continued that simply achieving was not the most important thing in life, but finding the right balance in life. Tuli's doctor suggested he find some hobbies to do with friends or play some regular sports with friends. That way, he will have friendship and physical exercise with some good friends. Also, the doctor told him that even though some people emphasize grades, they were not the most important thing in the world. Being alive was more important than just doing your best. Tuli was glad that the doctor had told him these things. The doctor also suggested that Tuli spend time with the counselor at the school to try to find some better balance in his approach to studying, time management, and dealing with stress. The doctor told him that he needed to work on these areas. In finding better balance, he would understand how to manage his stress better. After a while, Tuli became more interested in this person, Jesus, that his roommate had prescribed. His roommate explained that we receive Jesus Christ through faith in him and not through our works. He showed Tuli in the Bible a place which read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, so that no one can boast." His roommate said that nothing we do can give us eternal life. It is simply a gift from God. He went on to show him another place in the Bible which read that even when we were dead in our sins, Christ died for us. His roommate stated that this showed the love of God for us. Even when we did not deserve it, God sent his Son to die for us. What a great love! Tuli asked why his sin caused such a problem between him and God. His roommate stated that God is holy, that is, he cannot and does not tolerate sin. He is perfectly pure. That is good because if he changed or compromised himself, we would not be able to trust his future actions towards us. Thus, our sin separates us from God. In fact, this separation is so great, there is nothing we can do to bridge this gap. Thus, because he loved us so much, he sent his Son to die in place of us. Tuli knew he needed Jesus to save him from his sins. He also knew he saw in his roommate joy and peace and purpose, and he wanted to have the same. His roommate asked him if he would like to receive Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. Tuli said yes. So he led him to say this prayer. "Jesus, I do believe that you are God's Son and that you came to earth to save me from my sins, so that I can live forever with you in heaven. I believe that I cannot go to heaven without accepting you. Please forgive me for my sins and come into my heart. Amen." Tuli smiled with joy after this prayer for the first time in a long time. He felt that things would be different. For Tuli, this new knowledge of Jesus set his life and his thinking in a different direction. You too can come to know Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.